Good morning. How much sleep do I actually need? Special welcome to the Bachrim who are joining us today, taking advantage of their day off of yeshiva to learn Torah. What an incredible thing. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu manoim goraleinu. Okay, this is a very important shiur then for the younger ones amongst us, and also for the older ones amongst us. How much sleep do we need? The famous Rambam, what does the Rambam say? 8 hours, right? It's interesting, though, the way he says that. This is in Hilchos Deis, the fourth chapter of Hilchos Deis, where he speaks about healthy conduct in general. The reason why we care about the body being healthy and functioning well is because otherwise we don't have the ability to know Hashem through Liman HaTorah. So one, therefore, has to stay away from anything that can destroy the body. And not only is there a sur meira, staying away from things that are unhealthy, that could bring down the overall health and vitality of the body, but we should strive to do things that bring strength and energy to the body. All for that same goal, of being able to be focused and engaged in Avodas Hashem. And then he goes on Halacha Dalet and says, Hayom v'alayla chaf dalet shos. We know that there are 24 hours in a day. Dai lo la'adam lishon shlishon shehu shmona shos. Here's the language of the Rambam. He does not say, Chayiv lishon shmona shos. He says, it's sufficient to sleep a third of that, which is 8 hours. That should be besofa laila. And then ideally one wakes up before nimtza omed mitaso kodim shetala hashemesh, before sunrise. Without getting into the details of what's the significance of besofa laila and waking up before shetala hashemesh, the Rambam, his language is that it's dai lo lo adam shlishon shlishon shu shmona shos. He's not saying you're chayiv, but that's sufficient. So we'll have to analyze that language. Now we know throughout all of the doros, we have incredible stories of tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim who slept a little bit less than 8 hours a night. A lot less, yes. Famously, we have the Gra Mivilna. When his sons write the introduction to the Bira Gra on the Shulchan Aruch, they speak about the Gra's Hanhaga and how much he slept in a period of 24 hours. We find the same thing quoted in the Sefer Elios Eliyahu, that from the time the Vilna Gaon was 13 years old, at that moment in life, he took upon himself the Kabbalah not to look outside his Dalet Amos, to be fully engaged in Torah, and shlalishon yoser mi beis shoos v'me'es le'es u'miyomav lo yishen yoser mechatzi shor ritzufa. He would never sleep more than 2 hours in a es le'es period, which means within 24 hours, and he would never sleep 30 minutes straight. Uba'oso chatzi shah, and within that 30 minutes that he was taking a nap, hayusvosav marachshin hilchos halachos v'agados. His lips were actually saying divrei Torah. And then after that 30-minute power nap, it's a funny expression, power nap, right? I've tried that many times. I'm going to take a 20-minute power nap. And then it turns into a 2 hour nap, but maybe it's still a power nap just for 2 hours, right? Why does it make it less of a power nap if you sleep more? That doesn't make any sense. However, the Gra didn't do that, right? He had a power nap of less than 30 minutes. As he was sleeping, he was being mahara, and his lips were even moving the divrei Torah. And then when he woke up, his gaber kari, he would mamish strengthen himself like a lion. Ve'yatel yodav v'hischil lilmud b'kol ram. He would wash nagel vaser, and he would begin to learn b'kol ram in a loud voice. And then later on, he would sleep another almost chatzi shah. So this is one example of many, obviously a very extreme example, that we find great people don't seem to be sleeping 8 hours a night. Now, it's not a steer to the Rambam, because the Rambam only said that it's sufficient if you sleep 8 hours, but maybe for other people it's sufficient if they sleep 2 hours. Maybe. Now, take a look over here, the number four. This is a siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Reish Lamed Aleph. The title of this siman is Shekol Kavanosav Yiyu L'Shem Shemayim, that everything we do ideally should be L'Shem Shemayim. The third line here of the Mechaber, he says that we should try to engage in Torah as much as possible, and even the little bit of sleep that we might need, v'af bezeh ma'at lo tehe kavanaso lahanas gufo, the intention of that sleep should not be just for the gishmak, ele lahachzik gufo l'avodas Hashem yisborach, but my goal should be to strengthen my body for further service of God. And that's based on the pasuk of B'chol Derechecha Dayeu, that everything I do, it should be with the mission of knowing Hashem deeper. And then he says towards the end of the paragraph, when it comes to shechiva, when it comes to laying down and going to sleep or taking a nap, Ein sarech lomer shebizman sheyochol lasok b'torah b'mitzvos, it doesn't have to be said. If it's during the time where you could be osek in Torah mitzvos, you don't really need to be sleeping. Lo yisgora b'sheina l'aneg atzmo. Very interesting expression. Don't incite, don't bring on sheina just for the oneg of sleep. That's definitely not a Jewish value. Sleep for the oneg of it is not a Jewish value. Although it is the best time of day, right? For kids, the hardest moment in their life is, okay, it's time to go to bed. As mom's the hardest moment. Once you get a little bit older and more mature, when it's time to go to bed, it's the most geschmack part of the day. But that might not be the ideal. If I'm doing it because I'm strengthening my guf for avodas Hashem, that's one thing. But if I'm bringing on sleep just for the oneg and I don't really need it, so that's not what we're doing. I only sleep when I'm really tired and I need to sleep. So even though I'm doing the right thing because I'm exhausted and I'm trying to rest from all of my efforts, nonetheless, concludes the Mechaber, if my intention is lahanas gufo, that's not ideal. Ela yiskavein lo se sheina le'eina v'lagufo menucha l'tzorech habriyus. My intention should be, I want to be healthy, I want to be strong. Shelo titref daito b'tora machmas manias hasheina, so that I shouldn't be distracted in my Torah study because of lack of sleep. Okay, so what's clear is the kavana. It's important to mention we have to be very careful not to fool ourselves in assuming that we have this kavana l'shem shemayim, that I'm only doing it because I want to be strong and healthy. That should be somewhere in the back of our heads, but it's healthy to realize that if I enjoy sleep and I feel a sense of hakara satov, that Baruch Hashem, I get to sleep now, that's not a treif hargasha. Right? The ideal is that I'm also doing it because I want to be an Eved Hashem. The Magen Avraham writes in Reish Lamed Ches, he says, how much sleep do you actually need? Hakol lefi mashehu adam. It depends on you. It's a very subjective geder. And then he says, like it's written in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Aleph, referring to the Shulchan Aruch we just saw. Meaning, it should all be l'shem shemayim. How much do you actually need practically? I don't know, work it out. But it should all be l'shem shemayim. The Taz, in that same siman, Reish Lamed Ches, he says something very intriguing. He says, Sheyesh Talmid Chachamim Minadin Sheina Meinehem. You have Talmid Chachamim who deprive themselves of sleep, V'oskim B'Torah Harbe, and they spend their time being fully engaged in Torah. V'yesh Talmid Chachamim Sheyeshenim Harbe, Kedei Sheyelehem Koach Chazak V'Zrizus Lev, Lasak B'Torah. And then you have other Talmid Chachamim who sleep more in order to be awake and conscious and strong, to be osek b'Torah. Thank you very much, Rav Aharon. Ube'emes yochel lilmod b'sha'achas, ma'shezeh mitztayer v'osek b'shnei shos. And it could very well be this person who's getting a little bit more sleep can learn qualitatively in 1 hour what the other person might take 2 hours to learn. Ube'vadai shneihem yesh lehem schahar b'shava. And we assume they have the equal reward. So the person that's pushing himself and refraining from sleep to be osik b'Torah a few more hours a day, and then the other person who's getting a good night's sleep, they have the same schar. So then I have a kasha. If they're getting the same exact schar, why not be the second guy? Right? Why make your life difficult? If you can get more sleep and be strong and focused in your avodas Hashem, and I'm not losing out on any reward. So what does the Taz mean? So the pshat in the Taz is I think similar to the Magen Avraham and similar to what we saw from Reish Lamed Ches, Reish Lamed Aleph, is that a person has to be l'shem shemayim, a person has to know himself, and if I could push myself a little bit further and it's not going to compromise, so then obviously going to sleep would be the wrong move. If knowing myself, if I push myself to stay up another hour or so, it's going to impact my overall ability to learn, so then that's the wrong move. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter has a famous letter where he speaks about there are two different obligations of Limud HaTorah. One is the obligation of Vishinantam Levanecha, which is knowing all of Torah. All right, good thing you're starting young boys. All of Torah. That's Vishinantam. And then there's a second obligation of the mitzvah of Stam, the Maisa mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Meaning every second you're learning, you're being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So one is more focused on the goal of amassing Torah knowledge, that's Vishinantam. And then you have a second mitzvah of, it doesn't make a difference what you're learning, even if you're learning somewhat superficially, as long as you're reading the words of the Chumash, right, theoretically, so you're being Mekayim a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. However, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the mitzvah Vishinantam, of knowing Torah, is docha the mitzvah of Maisa Limud, which means as follows. Theoretically, I have a choice. I could push myself to stay up within a 24-hour period. I could be conscious or semi-conscious for 18 hours. However, that learning qualitatively is going to be very schwach. How much am I going to retain? How much am I going to really understand? It's going to be pretty superficial. But I'm doing a Maisa of Limud HaTorah. Says Rabbi Yisrael, the mitzvah v'shinantam of really knowing and absorbing the Chochmas HaTorah, that's docha, the maisa mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So that comes out that if I have a choice to sleep more and therefore minimize the maisa mitzvah, but I'll be enriching or enhancing the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, so then the Ratzon Hashem is to sleep more and have less of the Maisa mitzvah in order to accomplish Vishinantam. Does that make sense? Right? So what the Taz is saying is that everyone has to know himself, but if you can be pushing yourself more, you should be. If it's going to compromise on your ability and your quality of learning, so then as long as you're being Mechavin L'Shem Shemayim, you're getting the same schar as someone who's sleeping less. And that's the last line of the Taz. He says, Tehainu mi sheyishen harbe kedei sheyachzik mocho b'torah, nosein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu chelko b'torah. If I'm sleeping to strengthen my mind for learning, then Hashem gives me the siyata d'shmaya I need to get my chelik in Torah. Kamo oso shememayit b'shena u'mitztayir atzmo, just like one who's pushing himself and getting less sleep. Ki hakol holech achar machshava. It's all based on my intention. I want to get a little bit more, yes.
Is the only reason we're allowed to sleep is for Yom HaKippur, or can there be other reasons? People normally would have better midos if they sleep longer, or they're not as angry and grumpy.
Yes. So there are a few things here. The idea of being allowed to sleep, right? There's no need to tell me I'm allowed to, because it's a necessity, right? Just like you can't tell me, you know, I'm allowed to eat or I'm allowed to breathe. These are basic human functions. The goal of getting enough sleep, at least in these Mar Makomos, is focused on being able to learn on Avodas Hashem. But within Avodas Hashem is being someone who's not constantly yelling at my wife and children, right? That's part of Avodas Hashem. And it's very clear that if I'm not getting sufficient sleep, the Yiddish expression is, you become a jerk, right? So part of Avodas Hashem is obviously being able to have a clear mind and being healthy to learn, but included in that is midos and hanhag and everything else, 100%. Yes, Rabbi Daniel.
Then why are Jewish schools, as you get older, they start earlier and later? Do you need enough sleep?
That's a great question. You should show them.
As kids get older, they actually require less sleep.
Okay. We're gonna see. I think we all probably should be sleeping more than we are. I think that's a common assumption, but yes.
Okay, I think it's brought down to the conditions, but also that if you work for someone, you have to get a full night's sleep. You're not allowed to cut from your sleep because you're not gonna start a good day.
Oh. Mamish Choshen Mishpat as well. Meaning to say that if I'm an employee, so I have to be functioning at my highest capacity. Part of the obligation is obviously working the hours that you're paying me for, but part of the obligation is making sure I'm doing what I need to be doing outside of work hours to be fully there and giving it my all, right? One of those necessities is sleep, yes. What was that, the what? That's a good question. Let's get back to that, yeah? I want to share with you from some of the more contemporary Gedolim. This is from the Chazon Ish. Some of these Mar Makomos I found in a beautiful sefer from Harav Binyamin Luban Shlita, Shema Bini, where he has a very, very geschmack section on this topic of how much sleep is required. So this is from the Chazon Ish. Omer HaChazon Ish, Talmud Chacham Shezokuk Lishon Achshav. If you have a Talmud Chacham that needs to be sleeping right now, and therefore he does so as he should, Oz Be'oso Zman Machzik Es Ha'olam. At the time that he's sleeping, just like he's holding up the world when he's Osek B'Torah, he's also holding up the world when he's sleeping. Kamo Bizman Shalomed. Kacher Maron Hagon Reb Nissen Karelitz. This is what Reb Nissen Karelitz shared with us that he heard directly from the Chazon Ish. There's a raya to this, Ledaiti. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about those who are putter from Kriya Shema, when they're osek in a mitzvah, based on the principle of osek b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah. And there's a short simon that speaks about those who are involved with the kavura. If you're participating in the burial, so that's a mitzvah, and you're pater from Kriya Shema. So what's an example of being osik in the burial? So one example is actually digging the kever. If you're involved with digging the kever, or the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Poskim, that even if you're not presently digging, but you're just resting to give you more strength to be able to continue in 5 minutes from now, even when you're resting, you're considered osek b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah, because the resting is in order to engage in the mitzvah. And the Chazanish is saying the same thing when it comes to Limud HaTorah. There's actually, he brings as well from the Panovich Rav, that by Yaakov it says that for 14 years he didn't sleep when he was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. So, first of all, how does that make sense biologically? L'chor, you have to sleep at some point. And it's Keneged the Rambam, right? You have to sleep, you have to have a Menuchas and Nefesh and clarity of Das. So the Panovich Rav said, of course he slept, but there was never a din of sleeping, because every moment Yaakov Avinu allowed himself to sleep, it was always with the kavana of being mechazek gufo la'avodas habore, to be re-engaged in learning. So there was always this ritzifus, this continuous limud haTorah. That's how he understands the chazal of Yaakov Avinu not sleeping. But of course, biologically he slept, but it was viewed conceptually. I knew you weren't going to like that. Yeah, yeah.
You should have said about his whole life.
No, so Pshat is in the 14 years, that's when he was mamish osik b'torah yomim v'laylo. So then the 14 years was learning. Okay, but only 14 years he was learning constantly. So he's like the Panovich Rav. Lemaisa, there's an incredible letter here from... First of all, there's this sefer, Maimer Mordechai. There are many svarim called Maimer Mordechai. If you look in the Otzer Chochma, you'll find literally 25 svarim, Maimer Mordechai, from different great Mordechais throughout the centuries. This sefer, Maimer Mordechai, was a compilation of Shmuzin and Ha'oris from Harav Mordechai Schwab, the younger brother of Rav Shimon Schwab, who lived in Muncie. And he has a beautiful deher. This is towards the bottom of page 3. He says that if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about how to calculate 100 brachos that we're mechuyev to say every day, what's the first bracha he starts with? Hamapil. Right? So that's kind of confusing, because are you starting from the beginning of night, because that's when the day officially starts, or are you starting from the first bracha you say in the morning? But Mamonov Shach, you wouldn't start from Hamapil. So says Reb Mordechai Schwab, a beautiful insight. He said the pshat is that Hamapil is the beginning of the day. Because the real Hascholas Hayom, how I'm going to function that day, my Avodas Hashem for the entirety of that day is based on Hamapil, of how and when I go to sleep.
Without the sleep, you can't have the day.
Exactly. They asked the Kotzker Rebbe, I said, how's it shayach, right? Yisgaber kari, to wake up like a lion in the morning. How do you do that practically? It's so difficult, right? For many people, waking up in the morning is probably one of the hardest things we do all day. So the Kotzker said back, if you go to sleep like a ferd, it's very hard to wake up like an Ari in the morning. Meaning, yeah, you have to go to sleep like a mensch, knowing that I'm going to get enough sleep to be able to be Mekayim the Shulchan Aruch of Yizgavra Kari. Anyway, so that's the insight here from Mordechai Schwab, that the first bracha that we look at is the bracha of Hamapil. Now, Lemaisa, he does quote, he himself, Reb Schwab, learned in Kamenitz, under Reb Baruch Ber. And he says, this is source number 9. Second paragraph, that after night Seder was over, the Mashgiach, Reb Naftali Leibowitz, would come in. I don't know exactly what time it was. And he would turn off the lights of the Beis Medrash in order that the Bachrim should have enough sleep. And famously, the Chafetz Chaim did this as well in Radin, that he would tell the boys, Mocher gam kein yom. Tomorrow's also a day. And tzrichin ledash rotzen lehamshich lilmud b'shos halayla, einu ela maisa hayetzer. If you allow yourself to learn too late in the evening, that's the onslaught of the Yetzer Hara, which is doing this in order to be mevatel you from learning and davening the next day. And he said, the Chafetz Chaim has this pshat in the tefillah where we say, Hoser Satan milfaneinu miachareinu. We ask Hashem to remove Satan from in front of us and from behind us. Hainu, Satan mifates adam mikol hatzadim. That the Yetzer Hara can get us from any angle. Milfaneinu miachareinu, meaning to say that sometimes the Yetzer Hara is trying to block us from being mekayim a mitzvah. Upa'omim adiraba, who mizariz es odem lasos mitzvah. And sometimes the Yetzer Hara is trying to get us to do a mitzvah. So, meaning it could be from behind, it could be from in front, it could look like a mitzvah, it could look like an aveira, you never know. And when it comes to Limud HaTorah, sometimes pushing ourselves to learn at a time where it's going to take away from our Avodas Hashem the next morning and the next day might actually be the Atzas HaYetzer. Now here is probably the most interesting Mari Makom. This is from a letter that was written by Reb Mendel Zaks, who was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. This is on page 4. He was writing this letter to Mechazik, the Bnei Yeshiva, to make sure they were getting enough sleep. He quotes over the story that there was a Talmud in Radin that asked the Chafetz Chaim, how many hours is a Ben Yeshiva obligated to learn every day? Acharei she'ein lo dagis parnasa, Baruch Hashem, at this point in life, he's not burdened by the worries of parnasa. And how many hours do you have to learn if you really want to be a Gadol B'Torah? Right, those are the questions posed to the Chafetz Chaim. This was the answer of the Chafetz Chaim as reported by his son-in-law. He started off by saying like this. Kol ben Torah mechuyev lishon kishmona shos kemavur b'rambam. Every ben Torah is chayev to sleep 8 hours, like is clear from the Rambam. And somebody asked me a kasha. He never said you have to, right? We were medayik that he just said that's sufficient, meaning l'chora you don't need more than 8 hours.
Isn't there somewhere that the Rambam would say that for a healthy person, it's 6 hours is
sufficient? Oh, so we're going to see. It could depend on who you are, right? If you're strong, if you're chalosh, but how can the Chafetz Chaim say that you see from the Rambam you're mechuyev to sleep 8 hours? He never said that, l'chora. It sounds like what the Chafetz Chaim is saying is that for a ben yeshiva, for someone who's really devoting his life to Torah, and that's how he spends every waking moment, so he is mechuyev to sleep 8 hours. When you think about it, it makes sense. Right? What's easier to do and stay awake? Sit at a table reading a sefer, right? Or being osik in normal worldly activities, right? Usually when you're out and about, you're doing your thing, if you're not stuck in traffic, so you're not just falling asleep because you're doing things. For a ben yeshiva who's sitting there and spending the majority of his day stationary, right, sitting down, so it makes sense that l'chor you do need more sleep to really stay focused. That's the first thing he said. You need 8 hours of sleep. V'chein m'chuyiv li'ispalo shlosha pa'amim b'chol yom. And you have to daven 3 times a day. V'chol ha-brachos v'ha-tfilos tzrichos le'omer b'nachas u'b'kavonas ha-lev k'din ha-mavur b'hilchos tfila. And all of the tfila and the brachos that we say should be said with intention, as the Shulchan Aruch speaks about at length, which is something that it's difficult for a ben yeshiva to be machshiv the times of tfila. Because tefillah almost becomes like a bidyevid part of the day. Somebody, I had this question a few times from a base medrash boys. asking that when they're learning night Seder, you know, how does it work if you answer Baruch Hu, right, when they start Marv at the end of night Seder, and then you have to run in and go to the bathroom, and then and you're supposed to wash your hands also before davening. So, like, can you make Asher Yotzer if you answer Baruch Hu? So I always use that opportunity to give strong Musar. What are you doing answering Baruch Hu and then going outside and using the bathroom and washing your hands? Yes, you're a tremendous masmid. And I'm sure every other part of your day, when you have a few extra moments, you're also learning. Ashrecha v'tov lach. But ideally, if you have a night seder for a couple of hours and you know Mariv's coming, it's not a surprise. Like, oh, they're starting Mariv, right? No, you understand that Mariv's at 10 o'clock. So 5 minutes before then, even if I haven't finished the Rashba, it makes sense. For now, we're going to close the Rashba, go to the bathroom, wash your hands, and come in like a mensch. And it's a different tefillah. So we say, you need 8 hours of sleep. You have to daven three times a day. You have to say brachos like a mensch. Chayin sarich kol ben Torah le'echol k'minhoga dilon. Shloshapam m'chol yom. And every ben Torah has to eat, as is the norm, at least nowadays, 3 meals a day. And their halachos of derech eretz, regarding a suda, that one should not eat b'chipozo, right? Chipozo is dafka by Pesach. But generally speaking, you're not supposed to eat as you're mamish rushing uba mehiru shelo yisrael kegarga. You have to eat like a mensch. And the Rambam would probably say, knowing what we know nowadays, that eating quickly is not healthy, right? So part of the obligation of keeping one's health and vitality is eating b'menuchas ha-nefesh. Tzrichin gam kein letayil ma'at, o lasuach besoda kedei lahavri esaguf. Chafetz Chaim went on to say, and you have to take a walk, right? Letayil is to take a walk. Lasuach besoda has more of a connotation of like talking to trees. I would have said mindfulness, but you know, you have to go outside a little bit also. That happens to be another share that we should get involved with. Rabbi First, when he was here, mentioned, right, the obligation of exercise. So this is a share that would be good for me to give, to be mechazek myself to do it more. But there are beautiful marmakomas on this as well. Okay, so you have to go outside and walk. And this is for what purpose? Shenitz tavinu azev nishmartem moda nafsho seichem. Gam tzarech odem lesasik b'chol yom ma'at binyanei chesed. And you have to make sure to be getting your dose of chesed in every day, right? Rav Moshe has the famous tshuva where he speaks about at least having a meiser of your time designated for chesed. Beit Adam lechavero. I'll be right there. Chein likvoa itim lumud b'chol yom tenach. Or at least, let's say, shnayim mikro you have to have. And, like the Chafetz Chaim Paskins, at least in two places in the Mishnah Berurah, one has to learn Musar every day. So after hearing this whole thing, the Talmud asked the Chafetz Chaim, so at what point do we learn Shas and Poskim, right? When do we have the ability to become a Gadol B'Torah? And he answered, he said, V'asher bishvil zeh bonu el yeshiva. I'm sorry, this is the Talmud asking, we came to yeshiva to go on walks and to get 8 hours of sleep. Like, what are we doing here? So the Chafetz Chaim responded, b'she'eris zmano. With the rest of your time. That's when you're osik in shas and poskim. V'im lo yevatel mishar hazman. If you utilize the rest of your time carefully, azaydai u'maspik zman zeh lios boki b'chol ha-Torah kula. That's enough time. If you're doing everything you need to be doing, from sleeping sufficiently, and eating like a mensch, and getting exercise, and doing chesed, and learning musar, and being mekayim shnayim mikra, the rest of the day you have, you'll be able to be mekayim lios boki b'chol ha-Torah kula. That's not really learning. It's a, no, that's true. Yes, nowadays easier. Daniel, you had a question.
Does the Rambam mean like halachic hours? Because in the winter, halachic hours are shorter.
Oh.
And it's inconsistent. 8 hours of sleep is not the same as you get in the summer.
That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. So I don't think he means halachic hours. I think he means like real hours. Hours when the day is mamish even. That's a good kasha. I want to end off though with the Stipler, okay? The Stipler in a famous letter regarding how much sleep we need. He says, "Bedover Talmud Cholosh Hamaacher Lilmod Belailos." Hine bizmanenu be'ofen rogel tzrichen lishon kesheva shos me'es le'es. He says, practically speaking, in our times, your average person needs 7 hours. Umipochos mizeh ein harosh meyushev hetiv lihisamek b'torah hakadosh. Less than 7 hours for your average person is not sufficient. Ach yesh yotze mehaklal. This is what Alex was referring to, right? We do have people that are yotze mehaklal. Shehochech lishon shmona shows that they need more sleep. They need, let's say, 8 hours. V'yesh yotze me'aklal shemaspik lo gam shisha shows. And you have others who can really function fine on 6 hours. Avo b'derech klal muchrochim l'sheva shos sheina me'es le'es. So here we have it. We need to be getting at least 7 hours. By a show of hands, who actually gets 7 hours a night consistently? Okay, that's good. That's good. At least the younger chevra, the lemaisa for teenage boys, if you ever want a chance of making the NBA, you really have to get enough sleep. All right. All right. Shkoyach, have a wonderful day.